The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Dr. Michael Crotty, he is a GP. He specializes in obesity medicine. So it is no secret at this stage that there are lots of people out there taking Ozempic who should not really be taking Ozempic. Many of them buying it either online or abroad. Michael, you're welcome to the show. How big an issue is this?
Yeah, I think it's a growing issue that we're seeing. So as people talk about the appropriate use of these medications for obesity care to treat somebody who's got a medical issue rather than for weight loss or a non-medical use. Somebody who's getting this medication, you know, from their doctor or from a specialist will have a full health assessment done. They'll know how these medications work, why they work, how they should be used. And I suppose there's safety in that in helping people navigate side effects and, you know, what else they should be doing as well as being on these medication. The concern will be if somebody's getting these medications online or from somebody who's not aware of how to use them appropriately, then, you know, people can have more side effects. They can maybe not get the same benefits in the medication, and maybe they shouldn't be on them in the first place. You know, it mightn't be appropriate that they're taking them.
So what are the side effects?
The most common side effects we see are gastrointestinal side effects, so nausea, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea would be the commonest things that people experience. Some people talk about headache. Some people talk about fatigue and tiredness. On these medications, about 3 in 100 people might develop issues with their gallbladder while they're on these medications. About 3 in 1,000 people could develop issues with pancreatitis. Now, some of these side effects, like the gallstones and pancreatitis, are not unique to these medications. They're more a function of losing significant amounts of weight. If somebody's taking these medications and they're not also focused on nutrition and physical activity, you know, people can be losing significant amounts of muscle mass. So that's where I suppose, you know, these medications are a very helpful tool to support people and treat them when they need it for their health. But they're not weight loss medications. Okay. Really, we should be thinking them about kind of obesity care or treatments for obesity.
And like, is the issue that people are using them in a way that they're not designed for, or rather that people are using them without the supervision of somebody like yourself who can advise them about the possible ill effects and the need to kind of be conscious of, you know, exercise and muscle mass and all of that?
Yeah, it's probably both, to be honest.
Okay.
So some people are not aware that these are medications, you know, that are used long term. So it's like I would take a blood pressure tablet, a cholesterol tablet, an inhaler for asthma. So when I treat a medical issue, you know, and the medical issue being excess weight, that will improve and then my health improves as a result. If I stop taking the medication, then the ongoing benefit of the treatment is not there. So people will regain weight. So people will need to be on these treatments long term. So if I take these short term, you know, to lose weight, to get to a certain, you know, clothes size, let's say, and then I stop the medication, that weight is going to come back. And that then is going to have a detrimental impact on my health long term. So that will be kind of inappropriate use. Navigating the side effects of the medication, we know patterns of eating and food choices have a huge impact on the side effects. So if somebody is not kind of counseled on how they should be approaching nutrition, how they should be approaching kind of patterns of eating and food choices, they might experience more side effects. If somebody is not dealing with support on these medications to counsel them on changes in doses and avoiding pregnancy and you know, there are lots of different factors involved, then it's concerning. And I suppose the biggest concern is people who are getting these medications. You know, if people are prescribed medications appropriately, then really it should be the right person getting it. Somebody who's sourcing these medications online, and there is a significant kind of black market to these medications, the concern is that people are not aware of the risks and the side effects that they're encountering, and it may not be the appropriate person getting the medication in the first place.
It may not even be what they thought they were buying online either. So, I guess that's another risk.
Exactly. And you know, they don't know what they're getting. It may, where it's been produced, you know, they don't know, is it a valid medication? We know there has been, you know, I think in the first half of this year, they've already seen 150% of seizures at a level compared to last year, 150% higher than in all of last year. So these medications are being seized coming into the country. We don't know where they've been produced, what's in them, you know, is there contaminations? people are not being guided on how to dose them and use them appropriately. Now, again, on the other side of things, when these medications are used appropriately by the right people, they can be fantastic for health, for metabolic health, for physical health, for psychological health and well-being. But it really depends on how they are used and, you know, how they are prescribed in the right way.
Ozempic is kind of the catch-all that we use to talk about a number of different products in the market. Is there a sense, Michael, that more and more people will be taking these in years to come? People kind of, you know, outside that strict category of those with kind of life-threatening obesity issues, that it will kind of trickle down to people who simply tick the overweight box eventually?
I think, I suppose it's, you know, at the moment, all of the study evidence that shows, you know, where these medications are safe and appropriate to use are based on somebody who's got a body mass index greater than 30 or a body mass index greater than 27 with a significant weight-related complication like blood pressure, high cholesterol, prediabetes, sleep apnea. In years to come, we may have more study data suggesting that other people will benefit and these will be safe for them. But at the moment, that's kind of the safe use of medication. I think in obesity care, we're moving away from body mass index. We're looking more now at excess weight that's impairing health. And I suppose that's a little bit different because, you know, again, person to person, I might be able to carry a certain amount of weight, you know, before I develop certain health conditions, whereas somebody else, because of the genetics, may not be the same. So I think with time, you know, and more studies, these medications probably will be used more in the same way as when cholesterol tablets like statins came out first. They were only given to people after, you know, a heart attack or people with very severe high cholesterol. Now we're using them more appropriately in prevention and lots of other areas. And I think that probably will happen, but we need the study evidence. We need the scientific data showing that. And we need these medications to be more available. Like the supply of medications is a significant concern. We need for, you know, more of these medications. We need the cost to come down. We need to look at reimbursement. You know, at the moment, people are paying for these medications out of their pocket. And that's why there's, I suppose, a significant black market available on these medications too. So, you know, I think with time, we will be using them more and in more context. There's study data coming out showing that people with heart failure will benefit in reducing symptoms and hospitalizations from heart failure. People who've had a cardiac history, there's about a 20% reduction in the risk of further cardiac events with these medications. And some of these medications just got licensed in the UK to be used in those high-risk cardiac patients. So I think there's lots of benefits. You know, they're looking into risk of Alzheimer's and risk of different things with the, you know, reducing those risks. But we need the study data and evidence, and we need the supply of medication, because at the moment it's very difficult for people to source these medications in the local pharmacy.
We've got a question in, very important question from a listener. Does Ozempic shrink all body parts? I'm asking for a friend. Unless the body part is fat, I think they're all right.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I think it's funny, when I'm chatting to patients in clinic, you'll talk to them about, you know, the response they've seen. And, you know, it's interesting how over time, you know, people are not just talking about changes in numbers on the scales. They're talking about energy levels. They're talking about it's easier to get down and play with my grandkids. It's easier to go for a walk. I'm not as breathless. You know, my psychological health and well-being. You know, so there's lots of different benefits people can see from these medications that are not just kind of blood pressure and cholesterol. But I think, and that's why, you know, not defining things by numbers on the scales is kind of vital. And we look at the kind of person in general, you know.
Michael, listen, good to talk to you as always. Thanks a million. Dr. Michael Crotty, GP, who specializes in obesity medicine. If you had a Ferrari, says Brian in Dublin, would you put a spare part into it you'd bought off a dodgy website? You wouldn't. Then why would you put a substance into your body that you bought on a dodgy website instead of the actual properly made medicine? Brian, thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.